The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Talent Corp Malaysia's annual Life at Work Awards celebrates top Malaysian employers who demonstrate the drive, commitment and tenacity in championing diversity and inclusiveness in the workplace. Now, this week, we speak to winners of the 2016 Life at Work Awards and we'll find out how their policies have benefited their employees and how this contributes to better productivity at work. With me in the studio today is Mr. Animesh Mukherjee, the head of Centre of Expertise from Digi Telecommunications, and they won the Best Malaysian Organisation Award last year. Animesh, can you tell us a little bit about Digi's efforts in diversity and inclusion for the company?
Sure, happy to do so. I think the way that we think about it is very simple, and it's in two parts. First, we believe that a diverse workforce is a stronger and a better workforce because in today's world, particularly a world that's getting disrupted by digital, a world of entrepreneurs, a world of new ideas, in an industry that's changing at the pace that it is, ideas is what makes companies. So the more diverse workforce you have, the better chance you create for yourselves that you will get interesting ideas that will move us forward. But for us, the journey isn't just about diversity. What we truly focus on is inclusion, because diversity says we're different. Inclusion says we're different and we belong. And I think that it is important for a diverse workforce to feel like they're part of it. They're part of something larger, they have a purpose. So that's where a lot of our focus goes.
Give me some examples.
Sure. I'm going to talk about gender and I want to talk about age. So on gender, what we're really focused on is how do we create a culture where everybody has an equal shot, equal opportunity. If we get culture right, and if culture provides an equal platform, equal development, equal opportunity to everyone, then it's fair.
Yeah, it permeates throughout the whole company.
It permeates through it. It permeates across all ages, all ethnicities, all genders. It makes it on an equal footing, and that allows the best talent to rise to the top. So that's on gender. If I look at it from an age perspective, everybody loves to talk about the millennials.
Yes.
And so looking at that, we have a program that we call CXO Apprentice. So what Apprentice does is we'll find 7 fresh graduates. Their first job will be to apprentice directly with each one of our 7 CXOs for 12 months. It's an interesting dynamic, but what it does is you bring 2 people with such diverse thoughts together, you get something that's more than the sum of its parts. So each CXO gets their own millennial to tap into and perspectives, and they actually do that. You know, sometimes an issue that's being debated at the management team, they will ask their apprentice to say, talk to your friends and tell me what you think. So it gives them that direct line of sight into our next generation of customers. And for the apprentices, it's a fantastic opportunity to learn. I think we're looking to set the culture that we think is right for us going forward. We'll have to retain some of the same strengths that has made us successful till date, but we also have to acquire new capabilities. So therefore, we are focused on building cultures that enable this transformation to happen, because if we don't do this now, we may not be relevant down the road.
Absolutely. And you just heard from Mr. Animesh Mukherjee, Head of Centre of Expertise on Digi Telecommunications, who won the Best Malaysian Organisation Award from Talent Corp's 2016 Life at Work Awards. Just go to lifeatwork.my to find out how you can participate in this year's awards. I'm David Chiu for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.